transition to the matter at hand, the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football at Soldier Field with Drew Brees and company, coming off what they are terming a very disappointing and ugly loss, and it looks like Sean Payton's wound up and laying down the law in New Orleans. I don't know how that's going to translate on a road game in the cold at Chicago, but we're going to find out.
Well, he cut a guy yesterday to kind of set the statement. But, you know, is it trying to get Drew Brees introduced to Jimmy Graham again? And that's what scares me, Emery, being the tight end you are, because he hasn't been involved in the offense in the last couple weeks. And you see where the offense has been. Now, is this the perfect team to get the tight end involved in the game plan again? And that's the thing that concerns me, is the quickest way to success that it's been for New Orleans has been quarterback, tight end. Now do they try to get back on track?
The Saints have been better on the road than at home this year.
Yeah, I can't believe it. They had won 20 consecutive games at home with Sean Payton on the sidelines, and they've lost their last four at home. And I would have circled this as a difficult game for the Saints, and I'm still going to say it is, because who knows what the conditions will be, and they have not played well in the conditions here in Chicago.
You mentioned their coach. He cut somebody, like you said, Tom. He also supposedly brought 10 guys in for one-on-one meetings in his office. They're going to come in very motivated.
Reviews.
Yes.
They were job reviews.
Yes. They're going to come in very motivated.
Because they still have a lot to play for.
Their division is up for grabs, yeah.
But as long as Drew Brees is slinging it back there, he's as dangerous as they come, even at 35 years of age. He's taken a few more hits this year, thrown a few more picks, but he's still super productive without a real big cachet of receiving weapons. Certainly on the outside, you have Kenny Stills, who's very fast but young. Yeah. You've got Jimmy Graham. But here's what they do have. They still can run the football, at least sufficient enough to keep you on your heels a little bit with Mark Ingram and really a trio of backs. And they are getting some pretty good yards per carry, pretty good play on first down.
That's a glowing review. But can the Bears' offense play tug of war with their offense? Can they stay on the field? Can Jay do all the things that you just mentioned Drew Brees
more
doing?
Than capable?
Can Matt Forte do what their running game is capable of doing with the assistance of Kadeem Carey? Is Martellus and Alshon and Marquise going to pick up the slack for Brandon Marshall? So it's weird. We think about the opponent so much, but it's almost, you got to start thinking about yourself.
And I think they can move the ball on these Saints. They just got to finish and score some
touchdowns. Guys, I had a dream last night.
Oh, I hope it's a good one. I hope it's a good one.
I had a dream that the Bears shut out their last three opponents. Can you believe that?
Your good friend Jeff Fisher shut out two straight opponents. Well, why not the Bears?
Yeah. I thought it was.
It can be done. It can be done. And if it's heard here first if it happens.
Right. Yeah. You'll be brought in here many more times.
You'll be bigger than LaToya Jackson.
Forget that. I'm getting lottery numbers.
Hey, real quick, regarding Brandon Marshall and his season is over, what's the anticipation from an X's and O's standpoint from your perspectives on how teams now will deal with the Bears, in particular Alshon and Martellus?
Well, I'd probably go 1, 2, 3. Alshon 1, Martellus 2, Matt 3, or Matt 2, depending upon how they take it from the back seven. But it's going to be about Alshon Jeffrey. Is he willing to do the dirty work in the middle of the field to open up downfield opportunities for Marquise, underneath for Martellus, and still have Matt as a solid outlet?
Yeah, I don't think defenses are going to play them much differently. I think you're going to see a lot of zone. They're going to challenge the Bears to dink and dunk all the way down the field and not give them the long pass.
I have to agree. That's pretty much what they've been doing all year long. And it's going to be up to the rookie from Washington State, the wide receiver. He's going to get an opportunity to play a little bit more. And he's a pretty good receiver. And these last three games will get a chance for him to get some experience in the NFL.
Yep.
Could be very good for him.
He's a young man with a lot of potential. I think he's potentially a steal in the seventh round last year. And can take the top off of defense. He's got some long speed. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Emery, it was wonderful hearing the stories.
Thank you.
There's nothing better than stories about the NFL and certainly in this organization. For Emery Moorhead, Larry Mayer, and Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Chicago Bears Roundtable here on ChicagoBears.com.